3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Taking me on a bad date?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things you should be doing first. And I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's stuff you shouldn't be doing first. And
I'm about to say,
you shouldn't be doing it. Back, I told this. This is why I tell Kalo the topics in hand. And this man still fumbles the bag. Like how I fumble your mom every night when I'm turning her over. What up, guys? It's BKS. How's
Wouldn't that imply dropping her?
Oh, I drop her. I drop her.
Well, you don't flip her over.
No, I drop her and then flip her over.
Oh, drop and flip. Okay, that's a technique. Before we get into all that, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Yeah.
So, this isn't our first rodeo, but it might be yours. And I want to talk today about things
talk
you
to me.
Should. Well, actually, this helps me out. Let me read this real quick.
This helps me out. Yeah,
I'm in the middle of it. I'm writing my story. This might be my first time.
See, look at that. I already knew this before you even told me. I planned this perfectly.
I feel like there's some alarm that goes off whenever this happens. But
I get it. I get the alert. I'm like, oh, Kevin's going on a first date. Let's make a podcast about it.
It might happen. So, also too, like as a little reference to the last podcast, we were talking about stuff like that. You know, I'm down bad whenever like I want to FaceTime this person, and I offered to FaceTime. Might be happening, or I'm just recording. So that's how you know I'm down bad, and it's you. And I never FaceTime you.
No, you didn't FaceTime me once. As I showcased my nipple, my last nipple, when he went bald, like he FaceTimed me. I would never.
Oh yeah,
I remember.
I called you first.
I respect that. Thank you. I was at work in my office, and Kay FaceTimed me. I'm like, Kay never FaceTimed me.
That's how you know it's bad.
It's either he's having a midlife crisis, or he's getting killed and murdered, and he needs me. I don't know
why.
It's probably the first one. And so I call, and I see him looking like Mr. Clean with a freaking clip-on beard. And I was like, we're doing this.
Now,
I had a midlife crisis the 2 weeks ago, and I shaved my beard, and Kay was not okay with it.
No, you shaved your beard and gave yourself a mustache. First of all, that was bad.
Vote for Pedro.
It made me uncomfortable. That's all I'm going to say. But let's just say your mustache won me over, and we're going to be going on our first date. There is numerous things to do nowadays. The last podcast, you talked about axe throwing. There's bowling. Do people go to Dave and Buster's anymore? I don't know.
No.
I'm out of this game.
So those kind of activities, Dave and Buster's, arcades, bowling, and axe throwing, you know me. I'm a competitive motherfucker.
I was just about to say, you know, people might not want to do that because they get over-competitive, but let's unpack this.
You know me. I'd be like, oh, you know this firsthand from the iMessage games. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm not good at it at all, and then let you win, and then I'm like, all right, time to put them away, and then start going. I remember Kay has yet to play with me in iMessage games since this incident, because he would be winning in the beer pong games, and then he'll be two cups away. And then Kay has all his cups, and then out of nowhere, I'm like Kobe Bryant.
I'm just convinced you like got like some hacking software. The way this man was sinking shots was not human. Like it wasn't. It was perfect. There's no bounce, no nothing. It just made it. And I'm like, all right, there's something wrong here. But yeah, like is the fact that these things might be too competitive, like is that deterring you from it, or do you still go for it?
I will still go for it because it's still fun at the end of the day. I will still make it obvious that, like, I'm a winner. See my prize. You're a loser. Sits and cries. I will rub it in your face that I got a better score than you. I got a higher level than you. Hatchet throwing, it's like, it's not, you can't really be competitive because you're just trying to aim at the target.
Yes.
And it's fun. It's a fun thing. Like, I recommend for those who have it. A lot of people have done hatchet throwing at, like, the Dave and Buster's, which that's not real hatchet throwing.
They do that?
They're apparently there's some theme busters that has like a little hatchet throwing. There's a barcade up in where we are in Peekskill that has like a hatchet area. That's not real hatchet throwing. That's a little arcade hatchet throwing. If you want a real hatchet throwing, I'll show you a real hatchet throwing place. That's really fun. But like an arcade is fun. Like granted, if it's a date or not a date, I'm still going to an arcade and having a time of my life.
You win them a prize, you know?
No, animal. If you're
getting the tickets. You're getting the tickets.
I'm getting the tickets. I'm getting the prize, all right?
You are the prize.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm just look at me. You can't return this. No receipts. No return policies. So, like, you know, the arcades are fun. Yeah, that's a fun day because not only are you communicating with that person, you're having fun time explaining, like, going around. And then you can, like, what I usually do is, like, if there's, like, a basketball one, I would, when they go for the shot, I'll just put my hand in front of them. I'll, like, tickle them from behind so they mess up. It's cute. Yeah. A bad first date? A sporting event. A movie. Because it's like, no, what do you mean? I don't know. Go ahead.
I think a sporting event, if you guys are both a fan of the team, is great. Because like you can still talk. You can still do whatever.
No, absolutely
movie is out for me.
No, the movie is the same as a sporting event. You focus on the game. I don't give a fuck who's sitting next to me. Selena Gomez could be – Topanga from Boy Meets World could be sitting right next to me. I would not pay attention to them at all. I'm focused on the game. If my boy Yankees are playing, I'm on, set, and ready.
The movies, I agree, are bad because you have to sit there in silence. And, like, there are the movie theaters now that – have like meals that come to you. You can say, oh, that's taking her out to dinner. But like at the same time too, you're not getting there an hour early to sit there, have your dinner and talk before the movie. Like that doesn't add up.
That's the same as going to a sporting event.
You can talk during a sporting event because you've been to Yankee games and it's not like how it is on TV where they, you know, there's breaks in between innings and there's long ones at that. So you can take your time to talk. You can walk around the stadium during the early innings. That's what I like to do.
During the innings, yeah, you can walk around. But when you're in your seat, it's game time. You're not talking to this person. I'll talk to them and watch.
I can multitask.
You're a madman. That shows you you're not a true fan because you're focused on the game. You should only care about the game. If you want to talk to this person, you do it in between the innings when you're walking around. But when the game is on, when the game is there, you do not talk during the game.
Well, here's a little like perspective for you.
I don't want that.
Because I went to the Jets game with my Dolphins fans friends who were rivals in our division, and it's bad. Like, it's a bad rivalry. Like, it's bad.
It's a bad team. It's a bad rival. We get it.
Yes. So it was more of a thing whenever my team was on offense, and I'm using football as an example, I was locked in. I was watching the game. But when my team was on defense, the only time I'm, like, reacting is whenever a big play happens. Because I'm not watching the other team march down the field on my Jets because it's a bad time. So I'm watching whenever my offense is out there on the field. Grant you, that whole game we were cooking them, and it was legendary because the whole ride down, they were like, oh, this is going to be a long day for you. You're not going to watch your team win today. And I was like, I'm just going to let the game speak because I had no clue. I thought we were going to lose anyway. Turns out we just steamrolled them. But, like, it was a fun time.
You can't do that with basketball or baseball because basketball is fast-paced. It's back and
forth. I've never been to a basketball game, surprisingly.
You know what? I'll take you to a basketball game. I'll take you. Is Kev going to agree to it? Absolutely not. Kev's going to be like, oh, I'm busy that day after I buy the tickets.
You got to go to sleep.
I go to sleep. Oh, 7 o'clock. Yeah, no, that's bedtime. And with the baseball, it's like you got to make sure your players, if Yankees are playing defense, you got to make sure they don't let a home run slip by them or a ground ball go by them. You can't have any of that whatsoever.
I don't know. But now – What else would you classify? Like, this is also a perfect question. Is, like, a thing that doesn't necessarily cost money, like going for a walk in the park and a picnic or stuff like that, is that bad? Or is it, like, because, like, some people might say, that's a lack of effort. They didn't really have anything planned, blah, blah, blah. Is that bad? I think it's wholesome. I think it's good.
It's wholesome. And if you want to go one step further, you could do a picnic.
Yeah.
And do a walk there. I think that's a wholesome first date. I think it's awesome. I've done that once, so they liked it. And then especially during the fall or the spring when the weather's not too hot.
Yeah.
And you come across like an ice cream truck, you get a Mr. Frosty. That's a A plus.
Like, it's like an OG like date from the movies.
Yeah. No. Yeah, because you're not doing no much. And for me, it's like, do I really want to spend $80 on this person who it's not that attractive, but mastered me?
It's also your first time meeting them, so like, yeah, you don't want to invest like too much, because some people will just be like after the first one, "Hey, I had a good time," but no. Like,
whatever, what I was doing back when I was just a young lad, I'll be like, oh, first date, helicopter around New York City, show them the whole new world, call me Mr. Aladdin around New York City, and then we ended with a, you know, a walk around Central Park. Look, you know how expensive that is? Doing a freaking helicopter ride around New York fucking city and then taking them for gelato to Little Italy?
That's why I don't touch grass, because I'm not willing to spend that.
This is why I don't do New York City first dates anymore. If I'm doing a New York City first date, we're going hatchet throwing. It's a nice, easy, and people haven't done hatchet throwing before. It's a fun time.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habits. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. Now, do you switch? Is it still the same formula for every first one? You're going hatchet throwing.
It depends. It depends on the person, because I'm going to read a live message from this person. Watch, as I'm reading this message, this person's going to message me and it's going to show red. Give me 1 second. Let me open this.
Do we need to blur out anything, you know?
No.
I don't know what you kids do nowadays. I'm brand new to this game, so I'm innocent.
Hold on, where is his name? I'm not going to say the person's name or anything like that.
You don't have to, unless you really want to. I'll blur it out, the volume whenever you say their name.
No, so the person was talking about, what do you like to do for fun, right?
Okay.
And I'd be like, it was like, you know, board games, other games like Mario Party, etc. I like hatchet throwing or just chilling at the park, throwing some football around. And, you know, you see me, and you don't expect me to be good at football, but, you know, our station manager, Radimus, was like, America fucking catch a football. He can play basketball, which two of those two sports you would never expect me to be fucking amazing at. I just want to boost my ego up a little bit. So, yeah, she was like, oh, I never done hatchet throwing. I'm like, oh, there's a great place in the city. She's like, there is? I'm like, yeah, we could go there on a first date. Okay. See, like that. Like, if they're like, oh, I have done hatchet throwing before. Like, oh, okay. Have you done a barcade? What's a barcade? It's an arcade with a bar in it. Well, that sounds amazing. Like that.
So you call the audible.
Yeah.
Based on.
So it's like
you
a
have
switch.
Your two options.
I have my two solid options, which depends on their reaction. Oh, would you ever go? No, I don't think so. How about a barcade? Yeah, no, that seems fun. You know, playing old arcade games while drinking. Yeah, vice versa. Just don't go where the same bartender works there. Then he starts looking at you like.
I saw that meme. It's like It's like me like saying to my like third date, it's like, oh, I swear you're the only girl I've ever bought here. And it's Mo from The Simpsons, like just like shaking his head, pouring a beer. Like, you know, you damn lying, but you gotta know the shifts of the people that work there just in case.
That's why you gotta be friends with them. That's why I go talk to like the bouncers whenever me and my friends go out, because sometimes the bars have bouncers. I'd be like, oh, so do you work at 5 days?
Wait, when are you on? What days?
What days? No, my friends go insane because my friends, when we have a group of people, this happened recently. My friend was on a date with his friend. They're like, oh, she's bringing a couple of his friends. You guys should come. I'm like, okay, the bar is really like a really nice place right near Grand Central. I'm like, oh, I could take somebody here on a date. So everyone's talking. I just wander off when no one's looking, go outside and talk to the bouncer. Be like, hey, how are you? How long have you been bouncing? I'm like, oh, you did 5 days. I'm like, okay, 5 days from this time to that time. My friends thought I was insane, but I was taking notes. I'm like, all right, so if I bring somebody, you can't give me shit because you weren't here. So you got to take notes on these things.
I'm so proud of you. Look at you having a plan.
You have to have a plan. You have to. And one plan is not to take these people on sporting events, Kev.
I'm just saying, if you bond. I've bonded over sports before.
No, that's a nice third date. I want to say it's a sporting event.
Yeah. Okay. I see that. I'm also in the camp, like I said earlier. You got to, like, ease into like we're at the bottom tier of dates, like you're at your entry level free subscription, and then you work your way up the ladder to premium, like live events, PLEs as they're calling them. Yeah. In the business.
And also sporting tickets, depending on where you get it. If you get it from Ticketmaster, those scumbags, they're expensive. You don't want to drop $200 on that, but this is gonna sound like the sponsor of today's episode of the podcast. It's not. If you go to Game Time, you can get good premium seats for low prices only on Game Time.
Wow. No free plugs, man. We got to make money off that. To take this person on their first date.
So would you take a person on a first date to a sporting event? Like a football. If it's football season and then they're like, oh, you know, my typical day is watching a football game on a Sunday. And you'll be like, well, lucky for you, I got season passes to the all season.
That's the only way I'm doing it. If it's in their bio and they're like, oh, I'm a fan of like that. Because I've seen it. I'm liking the Jets fans. So if I see that and it's like the stars align and it's like I got an extra ticket, I would offer. I would.
Well, okay. What's put you on blast for a second? What's put you on the spot? What's your opening line? If somebody on Hinge, it was like, my typical Sunday is watching, say, the Jets.
Perfect. Because I was going to say this anyway, so you might as well just lead into it.
All right.
So my one classic, like I reuse this often, is I'm a fan of the Jets, so that's how you know I'm really loyal. I'll stick with you in the worst times and the best times.
There's never the best time.
Is that good, though? Is that not great? Like, if you're a sports fan, like, you know?
If it has nothing to do with the Jets, you would still use that line, right?
Well, there was a Steelers fan, a Pittsburgh Steelers fan that I matched with.
Yeah.
And I said that line. And then she responds, that was actually funny, but no promises.
No,
but like as a joking, because we beat you. I said we beat you this season, though.
Yeah.
So and she's like, oh, no promises. So it kind of worked, but like it's a very niche thing. If it's outside, like you don't have it, I'm lost. I can't.
I chuggled though. I would have laughed.
I got the Riz, as they say, the Rizzly Bear. They call me
the Rizzly. You're not a bear anymore. We can't call you now.
I'm the Rizzler.
You're the Riz Jack, like Lumberjack.
I'm Hemi Neutron. That's what I am.
You're Hemi Neutron. You're about to have a brain blast.
Honestly.
But you know what's more? What you can have more of is more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast every Wednesday, Friday, Sundays on the Bleep Network and all on these other platforms like iHeart, like Stitcher, like Spotify. You're supposed to say yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It likes. What else are we on?
The Bleep Podcast Network.
I said that already.
Well, I'm just saying again.
That was the first one. Yeah. They do pay us the bills for that.
They do keep the lights on. They do. But that about does it here from the Get Comfy Podcast. I have been Kalo, joined by the one and only
BKS.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.